This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
The Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, December the 17th, and we got a lot going on today. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Zach Smith. He is a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about their election integrity scorecard. They rank all 50 states plus the District of Columbia, and Zach will tell us all about it. Regarding integrity and security in our different states. And Joe Biden is warning of a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated. Wow. Are things really going to be that bad? We will talk about that and a few other things with the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later in our show, Andrew Ceresi. So, stay tuned for that as well. And we have a report that we're going to talk about that has to do with, if we can find it here, telemedicine abortions. Have you heard about telemedicine abortions? Well, it's going to make abortions a lot easier, in our view, unfortunately. So we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later in the show. And speaking of election integrity, we are going to give you the top 10 states with the highest election integrity. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, you guys. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call for your appointment first, 727-733-3773. They're located just off State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. And always a tip of the hat to Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Precedes our show, as you know, here on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen and the gang. Let them start off your day with the latest in news, entertainment, sports, all kinds of things. Celebrity gossip. Good morning, Clearwater. All right. Yeah, here at the last minute, and I snuck into the station a little bit later than usual. My stupid printer all of a sudden just stopped printing. I can't even figure it out. So that always slows things down. You know, I print out some of my stories and what I'm going to talk about. And if it's going to break down when you're not doing that and you're on the run. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. And this is rather kind of sad and scary at the same time. Have you heard that fentanyl overdoses, it's now the number one killer of all people between 18 and 45. Fentanyl. This is according to U.S. government data. They said between 2020 and 2021, about 79,000 people, 18 to 45, died of fentanyl overdoses. That stuff is a, wow, must be almost straight poison. It's a synthetic opioid, deadly in even very small amounts. And it can be laced into other things. And that's the thing. You can get it in meth. You can get it in marijuana. You can get it in heroin. Now, that is scary. It says here, comparatively, between January 1st to December 15th, 2020 to 2021, there were more than 53,000 COVID deaths. So this is even more than, it's even more than what the COVID deaths are doing to people between 18 and 45. Again, 37,208 in 2020, 41,587 in 2021. So that eclipses the 53,000 COVID deaths. You know, just don't take anything you don't know what it is. Get it from a doctor. You know, use your head. I know when you're a kid, it's easy to say, hard to do. Peer pressure. Peer pressure. You got kids that are taking things and you respect or look up to them or you're intimidated by them or whatever it is. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's crazy. All right. We got something we're going to talk about a little bit later with our buddy Andrew the Master Barber. But Senate Democrats are falling all over themselves as the end of the year comes about. You know, they were desperate to get the Build Back Better legislation passed. It's not going to pass. And then the other thing they've been talking about, which is a canard, is voting rights, as in they think that there are certain states that are trying to discriminate against non-white people for some reason with voting rights, and yet they can't come up with any instance where they can see that. But they talk about it in generalities, and they want to stop people from showing an ID when they go to vote. Their idea of voting rights is letting anybody walk in and vote without checking up to see if they're a legal citizen and have the right to vote. Democrats entered the year facing, entered 2021 facing sky-high expectations after Trump showing what they could do. And, you know, they had Joe Biden, and he was going to be a great, peaceful, moderating influence on everybody, right? Instead, they're on the precipice of wrapping up for the year facing the painful reality of doing virtually nothing but making things worse on the heels of a one-vote majority in the Senate. Now they've got next year. What are they going to do next year? As they get closer to the election, they're going to try to pass the Build Back Better thing. But Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, so far, the two holdout Democrats, are saying, no, I don't think so. I don't think we will. You haven't shown us that it's going to slow down inflation and really help people when things are so tough right now economically. All right, anyway, we're going to take our break. And, you know, I've always wondered if there was a way of measuring the states in terms of the quality and security and integrity of the election process. Well, apparently the Heritage Foundation has found out how to do that, and we're going to talk with Zach Smith about it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Friday. Thank you so very much for being with us. My goodness, is it next Saturday that's Christmas? Have you done your shopping yet? You have. Good for you. I haven't even started. I got to get out Christmas cards. I guess it takes about a week if you're mailing out a Christmas card, unless it's here in Florida, right? You got to figure it would take about a week to get there. Boy, oh boy, that's kind of scary. Anyway, we are delighted to have Zach Smith join us from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk with him about the Election Integrity Scorecard that the Heritage Foundation has put out. And this is terrific, Zach, because apparently your organization has figured out a way to measure both security and integrity in the different states' elections. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on today to talk about
this. Our pleasure.
So basically, what we at the Heritage Foundation, we've spent much of the past year doing, we went through the election laws of each state to see what they were, what the practices were, and then essentially we graded states across 12 broad categories and asked about 47 individualized questions underneath those 12 broad categories and essentially gave states scores based on how well they protect the integrity of their elections, you know, whether they require things like photo ID to vote, whether they have certain safeguards in place for absentee or mail-in voting, whether they prohibit things like vote harvesting and vote trafficking, whether they verify the citizenship of voters, and many other things like that. And so what we did, we tallied up those scores, and then we ranked each state and the District of Columbia on a scale of 100 points and ranked them from 1 to 51.
Wow. As a matter of fact, we do a top 10 here every show, and we're going to do your top 10 highest states. So I'm not going to ask you which are the states with the highest election integrity. We're going to leave that as a surprise to the end of the show. However, I am very much impressed with how you go about doing this. And voting rights has become, especially for Democrats, apparently, a big issue. They are implying that, as an example, that that Republicans are trying to stifle the vote in different states based on a racial situation. But I never quite hear what it is that certain states are doing that might be stifling the vote. Now, so let me ask you just in general. Did you find during this election integrity scorecard research that indeed there were some states that were that were clearly trying to stifle voting at all?
Well, I think it's important to put it in context, right? One of the things that those on the left say or accuse folks of trying to stifle the voting rights of individuals is requiring common sense things like photo ID in order to vote, requiring things like registering before election day. And so I strongly disagree that those common sense safeguards stifle the vote, are intended to stifle the vote. And in fact, I think saying that they do is insulting to Black and minority voters because it implies that those voters are somehow less willing or able to follow the laws that everyone else follows. But look, what this scorecard is, I want to be clear, it's not a evaluation or rehashing of the 2020 election. It's a snapshot of the laws as they exist in the states today. And many states did enact some reforms after the 2020 election when we saw the widespread problems there. The other issue to keep in mind is that we are grading the laws on the books. And those laws on the books are not particularly helpful if they're not being adequately enforced by elected officials. Now, part of the reforms that we are, one of the issues that we've looked at is whether there are certain mechanisms in place for voters in states to hold their elected officials accountable if they're not following the laws on the books. But our goal, you know, is to basically put forward, grade the states, and then also put forward best practices. So also as part of this scorecard, we provided a series of model bills so that if a state is falling short in a particular area, legislators in that state are citizens who want to, you know, make sure their legislators are taking appropriate action, can simply print out those model bills and have a guide to what we think are the best practices for election integrity in the states.
We're talking with Zach Smith. He is a legal fellow at the Meese Center, part of Heritage Foundation. And we're talking about Heritage Foundation's election integrity scorecard. It has ranked all 50 states and the District of Columbia in terms of the security and the integrity of their elections. Zach, all of a sudden, I guess in the past, I don't know how many years, we have changed the entire process of voting in this country. It used to be that the only way you could vote was to go to your polling station on voting day, and you would have to get there sometime after 7 a.m. and before 7 p.m. you know, or to that effect. And every state had the same deal. You just had to show up at your polling place. Now,
right.
Now it's an entirely different universe. You can get a ballot mailed to you. And you can go early to vote. I mean it's really changed things. And so now, I mean, is there any surprise to you that certain people are questioning the integrity of the actual number of legal votes because of the changes like this?
Well, look, I think there's no doubt that there is room for improvement in the election system. Unfortunately, fraud occurs in virtually every election. You know, in some elections, it may be more than in others. But look, the idea should be, the goal we should all aspire to, is that every legally cast ballot is counted and that no illegally cast ballots are counted. We want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And essentially what we're trying to accomplish with the scorecard is to rank the states and, you know, rank them according to how they line up along that metric of making it easy to vote and hard to cheat, and make it clear to both citizens and legislators where they fall short, where they can improve, and how they can make those improvements. And so this election integrity scorecard, this is not a static product. It's a web page. And so if states go in, follow our model bills, make the changes that will help secure their electoral processes, then their score will improve. Similarly, if they take actions that make their elections less secure, their score will decrease. But our hope and our strong desire is that states will use the information we've provided and seek to improve their scores and improve the integrity of their electoral process.
Yeah. You had like a certain number, 12 different areas that you it's like a checking grading system in the scorecards based on an in-depth analysis of specific election laws. You provided individual scores in 12 different areas essential to honest and secure elections. And then you came up with anything that the closer you were to 100, I guess, the better. So stepping back from that and as you step back and kind of look at the whole thing, are certain states doing certain things better than others and therefore getting a higher grade? And is that something that you can capture and explain so that the other states can do as well? You know what I mean? Is it a rather nebulous situation?
To be, Our goal is to be as transparent as possible here, to make it clear why we have deducted points from a state score, and again, how states can fix it so they can improve. And so one of the features that we have built into this web-based product is you can do a side-by-side state comparison. So if you see that your state, Florida, ranks in a certain place and compare it to other states that are doing better than your state, you can compare it to other states who are doing worse than your state and see under those 12 broad categories where your state is falling short and where your state has lost points. And so, again, the goal is to be transparent. The goal is to make it clear how states can improve the process. And at the end of the day, we would absolutely love it if every state got 100 out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, no state has met that goal yet.
Okay. And I don't want to, again, I don't want to give this away, but I'm going to ask you this question. Do red states do better than blue states, or do blue states tend to do better than red states in your election integrity scorecard?
Well, I will say there are some usual suspects that some states do better than others.
I want to watch you walk the tightrope here, Zach. Go ahead.
So I'll put it this way. Generally speaking, the SEC states, you know, we're coming to the tail end of football season.
Oh, the SEC states. good. Go ahead.
The SEC states tended to score much better than some of the other non-SEC.
What an answer.
particularly those in the Northeast and on the West Coast.
I love your answer because I know what the states are. And so it comes down to the conference that they're in. I see. So the SEC, as an example, might have done a little bit better than the Big East or the Big Ten or something, huh?
Are certainly the Pac-12.
The Pac-12.
And I think it'll be interesting for folks to go in, play around. You know, this is designed to be a hands-on product, something people can go in, look at, explore. And again, you know, we want to make it easy for citizens, easy for state legislators to see where they're falling short, and more importantly, how they can improve their scores. So I hope, you know, all of your listeners will go check out the Heritage Election Scorecard.
Yes, indeed, Zach. I appreciate that very much. Let me ask you, there was one other thing I wanted to talk with you about, a little bit off the scorecard itself. But there is this this movement in certain cities to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, not in federal elections, but in local elections. One of the cities is New York, our biggest city.
Right.
Does the Heritage Foundation take any stand on this approach, on this idea?
Well, my colleague Hans von Spakovsky has talked about this before. And, you know, just speaking for me personally, I think it's a terrible idea. It would greatly increase the electorate in New York City, which already elected officials there have been opposed to common sense safeguards like requiring voter ID, and I think it would really exacerbate many of the problems we've seen with their elections in the past.
Yes, I think you make good sense on that. Zach, thank you so very much for coming on and talking with us about this. And I want to remand people, in other words, send them to your website, because that's where I found it. That's heritage.org, and you've got a nice colorful map there. So it's real easy. All you have to do is kind of hover over your state, right? And you can find out what your score is in the whole bit.
Right. And the address for the scorecard specifically is heritage.org/election scorecard.
Election.
That should take you right to it.
Fair enough. Zach, thank you so very much.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. Zach Smith. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, Joe Biden, he talks about a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated. Is that what you want to talk about just before Christmas? We'll talk about that with the Master Barber.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tan Talk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ah, we are back. Freedom Works. And I got to ask you, because I don't really know. Our team from Good Morning Clearwater, Paul and Tracy Allen, did this Toys for Tots. And I'm just wondering, is that thing still on? In other words, if people wanted to somehow contribute to it, is that still going on? Or do you know the status at all of that?
Yeah, they delivered that Monday. All the toys, they delivered them Monday. So
okay.
There's other entities out there if you really want to give. You can most firehouses and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. If you go to a firehouse with things for kids, they will tend to...
Most of them have a box right up until Christmas.
I always have donated to the Salvation Army. They've been around forever. And I always feel, because I went one time and I looked up, you know, what percentage of the stuff you give, it's virtually all of it goes.
Well, they had some rough years there, I think, a while back, maybe some years ago, where the donations weren't getting through.
Oh, did they?
You know, the bell ringers out front weren't turning in the donations or whatever.
There were people stealing from the pot?
It happens a lot of those. A lot of those donation places, but pick one, and I prefer to just put it in their hands, you know.
Yeah, or you can mail it in directly to the Salvation Army. That's really the way to do it if you suspect that, you know,
easiest
the
way
nice looking little old lady there on the bonnet with the glasses is gonna pocket the money you just put in the pot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden said yesterday that American people unvaccinated against the virus are facing a winter of, quote, severe illness and death. Well, Merry Christmas to you as well, Brandon. He says here, it's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. He said, for unvaccinated, we're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. If you're unvaccinated, for yourselves and your families, and the hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. He said, but there's good news. If you're vaccinated and have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death. I got a shot. Ed, you got a shot. I know a lot of people that did not get a shot. But it ain't quite as bad as a lot of other things going on right now. We got the Master Barber with us. I forgot, Andrew. I know you got COVID. Did you ever get the shot?
Yeah, I got the shot.
Okay, you did get
the Johnson & Johnson one, and I've had all kinds of agonies ever since.
You think it's because you got the Johnson & Johnson shot?
What else could it be?
Really?
I get cramps in my legs.
Really?
Oh, in the middle of the night, you get cramps.
But I thought you had cramps because of being a barber and standing on your feet all the time.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And the other day, you want to hear a good one.
Yeah.
I have this one guy. Matter of fact, he's the president of the Republican Club of Pinellas County, Ron Ogden.
Oh, sure. Good old Ron. We know and love Ron.
Okay, well, I have a guy that kind of resembles Ron that comes in the barbershop. But anyway, this other guy came in the other day, and I'm cutting his hair, and I swore it was Ron Ogden I was
really
talking with. My daughter looked at me and said, his name is Del, Andrew. I said, he told me it was Ron. Okay, now what else could it? I had a Biden moment.
Okay.
I'm not joking. You can ask Andrew.
No, I believe it. You had a Biden moment, maybe, but that sounds like your eyesight is going rather than your legs.
It was unbelievable. It was just moron talking about that people are going to die and they're going to get deathly. This Omicron or the moronic virus here, it's nothing. They get little symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They haven't. It doesn't sound like it's got much of a kick. Now, maybe down the road we're going to find out something different. But
you know, Paul, mm-hmm. all they got is their fear-mongering. That's all they got to do to herd these sheep together.
Mm-hmm.
Fear-monger, fear-monger. They got nothing else, Paul. Everything they're touching is turning to poop. Their ratings are in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I went to this kind of a Christmas party, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I couldn't believe it. Some of these older people, they're Democrats. I got into it with one guy. I couldn't help myself.
Okay.
And I kept telling him.
Why am I not surprised? Go ahead.
Tell me one good thing your man Biden has done so far. Paul, they can't say one thing except he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And that's to be proud of?
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. Did you bring it up because somebody else brought up politics, or did you just... You knew he was a Democrat, and you just had to go and tease him, or what?
You know, I heard him a conversation, and I heard him talking about how bad that last president was and how good
he was. That's what got it going.
And my ears turned red, and the party was over.
I listen to a program in the morning pretty regularly on C-SPAN. It's called Washington Journal. Have you heard of that show by any chance?
No, sir.
It's a call-in show. It's rather interesting. They purport to be non-biased, but they lean left, all of the hosts. But they have a call-in format. And if you're a Republican, you call one number. And if you're a Democrat, you call another. And if you're an independent, you call a third number. And then they bring you on, and there's a particular topic. Like today, they were talking, what were they talking about today? They were talking a little bit about the virus situation and January 6th, which is a big deal with Democrats. Then they have an open format period, which I enjoy, because I know that when the Republicans or independents call in, a lot of times they'll go, why are you people not talking more about the way this whole federal government is collapsing under Joe Biden kind of thing, you know? And they'll bring up the border, and they'll bring up Afghanistan, and they'll bring up the inflation situation. And I don't know, there's a good feeling when I can hear that people feel like I do, that this guy is screwing everything up.
It's more and more every day, Paul.
Yeah.
More every day. What about Mr. Adam Schiff over here?
Mm-hmm.
He's changing the text messages between Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan for his January 6th insurrection investigation. Now, isn't that tampering with evidence?
Yeah, it is. And I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I could lift it with one finger. You know that.
Well, how does he get away with this, Paul?
He's protected by the liberal media. That's why he gets away with it. And he knows he can get away with it because he's not going to be scrutinized. It's like Hunter Biden knows he can get away with things now. And Joe Biden knows that Hunter Biden knows. They can get away with things because they're not going to be scrutinized. They're going to be, the information on these people will be suppressed in the mainstream media.
It doesn't matter what the media does. The guy's breaking the law. The law should go after him, not the media. The media don't arrest people.
So the January 6th insurrection, I call it more of a stupid break-in rather than an insurrection. But Adam Schiff, of course, you know, it just is gleeful, along with a bunch of other Democrats, that they can get their paws on a few Republicans and try to squeeze them till their eyes pop out. And they got Mark Meadows, And who was the other guy you mentioned?
Jim Jordan.
Yeah, Jim Jordan. So they got them in their gun sights, huh?
That's unbelievable. And they get away with it. I'm sorry. The guy's breaking the law. Someone should throw handcuffs on him. And now, you know, the Democrats know that Biden's Build Back Better bill isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, it's Build Back Better BS, by the way. That's what we call it.
They don't know where it's going now. The only thing they're trying to do now is get their voting bill passed because they know that the next elections, they're done.
And their voting rights bill is collapsing as well.
Yes. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean,
crazy.
When you try to stifle people from showing an ID to vote, when you try to get as many people into the corral without checking their ID, what are they talking? These are the same people that want you to show that you got vaccinated when you walk into a bar. But
that's just what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
But you know what? I think the Democrats think their savior is going to come back in 2024. Hillary.
I'm beginning to believe that. That you're right.
Oh yeah.
She wants to be. She still wants to be president.
She wants to be the first woman president, but she's not because Camilla already beat her to it. She was president for 45 minutes.
Now here's what I think.
Joe was getting his brains checked with the colonoscopy that day.
Here's what I think, and I think we could sell tickets on this, and I think people would be interested. We could. They both wear pantsuits, right? Mm-hmm. Kamala and Hillary.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
What about getting them into a wrestling ring wearing their pantsuits? And the best two out of three falls becomes the nominee of the Democratic Party. No, trust me on this.
You can't do that because Hillary's a heavyweight.
Well, I know she's a heavyweight, but Kamala's a little quicker. And if Kamala got on top of her, I don't know that Hillary, it's sort of like a beached whale theory. I don't know. What do you think?
It's all disgusting, Paul.
Okay.
They can talk. They can do whatever they want. The country's falling apart. How come we don't hear about the shortages no more? They're covering up everything that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear about the shortages, do we?
Not too much.
We're not hearing about the gas prices anymore.
Well, we hear about the gas prices. I must say, when you turn on the TV, people, I think that, especially around Christmas time, the cost of products and gas has become even, don't you think here in December it's even a bigger issue?
You know, Paul, they're saying that 67% of the American people are complaining about the prices of things and how they're being.
Yeah, but more than two-thirds, yes.
More than two-thirds. What does that tell people?
That this economy, that this inflation has affected them, yes.
And tell me how this inflation is going to better our economy and pull us out of this. They put us into it.
Yeah. I think they've already given up, basically given up on the November election. They're not going to get voting rights passed. They're not going to get Build Back Better passed. You're going to have an old doddering fool that's in the White House hanging around for the next, 11 months before the next election. Getting probably, I don't think he's going to get, what's the word, more cogent, is he?
He's not going to get nothing, Paul.
I mean, he's not going to get brighter and more, he's not going to wake up more. He's going to sleep more. Ain't going to help him.
You notice how it's been quiet about Putin and Xi Jinping there, whatever his name is?
Yeah, she.
We're not hearing nothing. We're not hearing anything, Paul. Talk about silence with the media and the government. Aren't they supposed to be, what are they called? I'm lost for the word.
That's all right.
Where you can see through them what they're doing.
Transparent?
Transparent. There you go. Look at how transparent Trump was with everything.
He was. He stood up there and he took the fire and you knew what he was about. It was sort of like Reagan, although they're not the same in philosophy. But you knew about what he was about. You knew that whatever question you were about to ask him, you knew you would get a pretty transparent answer from him.
That's right. I mean, we know nothing about what's going on, Paul. They're so secretive about everything. They're secretive. Find out what's going on because of the bumbles they're making.
I think they really don't know how to handle things. Their idea of power is to dole out money to groups that support them. That's kind of their whole philosophy.
That's it. And it's been that for how many generations?
They redirect people's money to groups that support them. I don't know that there's a real philosophy anymore to the Democratic Party. Other than to work off of division of groups, you know, divide and conquer. I mean, to me, that's what they're all about.
No, they've been that way since I can remember.
Well, I think it's worse today. I think it's worse now.
Oh, yeah. No question. The country is divided, and they're the ones that did it.
Yeah.
It all started with Obama.
Well, you know, it's been coming a long time. I mean, you can go back even further. It started, you could say, with Lyndon Johnson to some extent. You could even go back to FDR and say some of that stuff started.
Yep. Yeah. But it's amazing, Paul. The country's falling apart, and they're trying to scare people that they're all going to die this winter.
Well, we got Donald Trump is dusting himself off and getting ready again, going to pick himself up off the mat. Do you think he'll be ready? Will he be tanned, rested, and ready for November 2022?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. And, you know, I had to laugh because, you know my theory, what I was thinking.
Yes, I do. He was going to sneak his way back in through the Speaker of the House job.
Now, our governor doesn't think that's going to happen. He said he doesn't think that's ever going to happen. And he kind of laughed at the thought, but everywhere I go, I see it.
Okay. Speaking about our governor, Ron DeSantis, is he going to be on the ticket, or do you think he's just going to continue to be our governor in Florida?
In 2024?
In 2024, yes, sir.
Okay, in 2024.
Is that too far away to even bring it?
I believe if Donald Trump says he's not going to run, I think you would see Ron run.
Okay.
And I don't worry too much about that if he becomes president, because Janet Nunes, I think, would be great for the other 2 years. Lieutenant governor.
Oh, the lieutenant governor of Florida. Got it. Janet Nunes, yes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point.
Good. I like her.
Yeah. Good answer. Hey, listen, thank you so very much, my friend. I appreciate your thoughts, as always. Have a wonderful weekend. Our best to your lovely wife, who's now, I hope, 100% from the COVID.
That she is.
All right, my friend. We will talk on Monday.
You have a good weekend.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Master Barber, Andrew. All right, let's take our quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the access of, what would you call it, telemedical abortions. Maybe that's what we'll call it.
Yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound, I'm drinking the night. Any place it goes is right. Goes far, flies near, goes far away from here. Well,
this is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Final segment, Freedom Works. We are here, by the way, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tantalk Radio Network. By the way, Big Ed is our station manager. I don't know if you know that. He does everything here. He also helps us, though, with our podcast, because I know that you can't always listen live to our show. It may be easier for you to listen at your convenience. So Ed puts all of our programs on podcast. Just go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and click on the podcast button at the top. And away you go, ourfreedomworks.com. All right, well, the Food and Drug Administration has loosened restrictions on what are called telemedicine abortions. Yesterday, a letter officially reversed an in-person dispensing requirement, which, by the way, was enforced under the Trump administration. Here's what they say. After conducting a review of risk evaluation and mitigation strategy for a drug called mifepristone, I think it's an abortion drug, mifepristone. The FDA determined that the data support modification of the ways to reduce burden on patient access and the healthcare delivery system. In other words, you don't have to come in to get it. We'll get it to you in an easier way. Apparently, you can probably run right to the drugstore and get it. And away you go. Now, is it going to make things better in certain ways? Well, if you're going to get an abortion anyway, I guess it's going to be, in some ways, it's going to be easier. But there's something rather, I don't know, immoral about it to me. To make it just like, you know, it's like getting rid of a, you know, getting rid of a pimple on your arm or something. I don't know. It just doesn't sound right to me. The in-person dispensing requirement became a critical thing during the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic as women encountered additional hurdles in reaching medical services. So they're going to blame the pandemic on why they should be able to have access without coming into a clinic, being checked over, and then being told, all right, are you sure you want to do this? Then, you know, we'll take the next step, that kind of thing. Anti-abortion advocates, or pro-lifers, I guess, because I'm reading a story that's probably written by some pro-choice group, but pro-life advocates argue that telemedicine abortions carry weighty, potentially lethal consequences that may not be fully captured by FDA data, which they say is woefully inadequate. In other words, it's going to be more dangerous just to go out and get this stuff and start taking it. And I can understand that that would make sense. All right, enough of that. Ed, before we get to our top 10, I have noticed that the Lightning have won so many games that they are now number one in the NHL. Did you notice that? And are we excited about the fact that they might end up vying for the third straight Stanley Cup in the NHL? And is there any other team that's won three straight Stanley Cups, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, yeah. For sure. The New York Islanders had a run where they might have done it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, and they are rolling along, and the good thing is they're going to get some players back, too. They're getting healthy.
Are they going to get Kucherov back?
Soon.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe so. And then last night was a big night. I think Stamkos got his 900th point or something.
Point. Yeah. It is his 900th point. Exactly right. And you can get a point not necessarily by shooting in a goal, but you get 2 points for that. But you get a point for being an assist. Maybe you passed it to the guy that shot it or something.
Right.
You're right. 900 points. That's, you know, Marty St. Louis is number one points. And Stamkos is in second place.
So, they're looking good. They're getting things together, and hopefully we'll get a nice playoff run. I haven't seen COVID hit the NHL like it's hitting the NFL right now, so hopefully...
I was going to ask you about the NFL.
Hopefully that takes care of itself.
Okay. And what about, speaking of the NFL, what about the Bucks? Who are they playing this weekend?
The Bucks are at home, a Sunday night game. New Orleans comes to town.
Oh,
to be a little revenge, but New Orleans looks nothing like they did, you know, early in the year.
Early in the year, we were more concerned about how good
Jameis was there, and they had
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, they had some key players, but now they're not very good right now.
They've kind of fallen apart, kind of like Biden.
Bucks are the second best team in the NFL right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who's first?
Green Bay. Rankings. Yeah.
Good old Green Bay. All right. Time for our top 10. We told you that we're going to do the top 10 states with the highest election integrity, coming from the Heritage Foundation Election Integrity Scorecard. 100 points is perfect, okay? Here we go. Number 10. Tie.
Gotta love the ties.
Do you like ties?
I like ties.
We got two states, and they're both in the kind of Ozark area. Missouri and Kansas both came in 10th. At 72 out of 100 points. Okay, number 8. Tie. Tie again. But these are from two different areas of the country. South Carolina and Wisconsin. Wow, Wisconsin. Both came in at 74 points. All right, number 7. Louisiana. Now, that surprised me a little bit. I don't know why. Louisiana used to be known as a place that, going back many years ago, of course, that there was really a lot of hanky-panky going on in elections. But they came in number 7 with 75 points. Number 6, Texas. Ah, and we hear about all this voting problem in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Not according to Heritage Foundation. 76 points out of 100. Mm. All right. Next one is a tie. Number 4. Number 4 is a tie between Arkansas and Florida.
Mm.
Arkansas and Florida. We and Arkansas came in at 78 points. And we happen to be a mail-in ballot state, by the way, speaking of that.
Well, we worked out all the kinks after that Chad thing, you know, the hanging Chad thing. Yeah. We got all that figured out.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's probably where we got it better and figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3. Tennessee is number 3. I lived in Tennessee for a while. I'm not surprised. They like things fair there. They scored 79 points. All right. Number 2. Alabama. I lived there for a while in Auburn. Is second best with 82 points. Hmm. Very good. Okay, Ed. I know it's just a guess. You already know that Florida's not in there, and you know that, Texas is not in there. What do you think is the number one state that
has... Southern states or what?
Most of them are, yeah. I have to admit, although there's a few that are out of the South.
Mm.
It is in the South, I'll give you that. It is in the South.
But North Carolina?
That's a good guess.
I was
going
to say Georgia, but Georgia just had their problems, didn't they? So,
as a matter of fact, it is Georgia.
Is it Georgia?
Georgia. Even though they've had problems, apparently, overall, when you go to Georgia, you can figure that your vote is secure.
Wow.
Yeah. The Peach State, they scored 83 points. 83 points to be number one.
Hmm.
But you're right. Most of them are in the South. Wisconsin was an outlier because they were there at number 8. Mm-hmm. And also Missouri and Kansas were also not there. But the rest of them were in the South. None in the West.
Mm.
All right. Thank you so very much for being with us. We will be back. Hopefully my printer will be working by the time I come back on Monday. But do remember, freedom works.
Automatic, systematic, full of color, self-contained. Tuned and gentle to your vibes. Captivating, stimulating. She's such a sexy lady. Filled with space age design.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.